There was a change of command ceremony today in Afghanistan. Marine General Joseph Dunford taking over as the new and probably last commander of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. The United States has trained and equipped Afghans to provide their own security. It's a key part of the plan to withdraw U.S. troops. Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner, Paul Bedard, joins us, and he writes that after spending $51 billion on Afghan security forces, the United States can't even verify the size of the force. What's this all about, Paul?
Dick, it's kind of a shocking and urgently written special investigation by our Inspector General over there that says, you know, we've spent $51 billion on creating this large 380,000 Afghan military and police force, and we don't even know how many are actually there. We can't confirm our figures. Other governments can't confirm their figures. It's a bad situation, going to be made worse because, you know, we're going to continue to spend money even after U.S. troops leave there. And this Inspector General's report says that Afghan government doesn't even want many of the things we're giving them. For example, there's a police department, a building facility that cost taxpayers $7.5 million, and it was supposed to house 175 police officers. Well, right now there are only 12 there, and those 12 don't even have the keys to all the offices.
The Afghan security force is an important element of the United States withdrawal plan. It is this force that is supposed to provide security and for the Afghan people and work with the few United States troops who were left behind to conduct counterterror operations.
Right, and that's kind of the concern right now is what numbers are the Afghans giving us that we can even confirm that we base our spending on? And, of course, you know, what the Inspector General also worries about, Dick, is that once U.S. troops leave, will there be enough security for the U.S. government even to audit our own spending? This IG said that there are four areas in Kabul alone that are so dangerous, the Inspector General can't even send his folks in there to, you know, confirm what we're spending our money on or if our money is being wasted. And he says that there right now is incalculable waste in the billions of dollars.
Mm. All right. Thanks so much. Paul Bedard, Washington Secrets columnist for The Examiner, 824.